This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. Senate race this fall could be expensive. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Senate Republicans are pouring money into ads against incumbent Democrat Michael Bennett.
In a signal that Republicans think Colorado's Senate seat could be winnable, the National Republican Senatorial Committee is spending $250,000 for a statewide ad buy centered on Bennett's support of President Joe Biden's agenda. Democrats are favored to keep control of the Senate seat, but NRSC Chair Senator Rick Scott says his party is committed to expanding its map. This comes as Bennett's campaign wraps up a $600,000 ad run highlighting his fight against special interests at the Capitol. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Senator John Hickenlooper talked about a Democratic bill aimed at tackling climate change.
This is the largest single investment by any country ever for climate rescue, and is going to have massive benefits.
Hickenlooper claims Colorado will see more benefits than other states because of solar power and heat pump programs. Colorado is home to thousands of refugees, and some of them could use a friend. CPR's Elaine Tassie explains one way to get involved.
The African Community Center in Denver is seeking about 50 volunteers to befriend refugees. First Friend volunteers meet three times a month with a paired refugee, either in person or virtually, and might help them set up a bank account, get a library card, ride the bus, and feel less alone. The credentials are simple, according to the center's Ruth Ann Kallenberg.
Just having a heart for reaching out to others and getting to know people from other places around the world.
Online volunteer training will be held next Tuesday, August 9th at 5:30 p.m. This is Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Come to CPR.org for other ways that Coloradans can support refugees. Coloradans bet more than $313 million on sports in June, a big jump from the same time last year. A lot of the new betting was on the Colorado Avalanche ahead of their winning the NHL championship. Temperatures just slightly cooler along the Front Range this afternoon, mid-80s in Colorado Springs, 89 in Denver, and warming up again tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.